Hello, everyone. Welcome back to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We are going to be playing some D&D here in a minute. I am joined today with my two co-hosts, Kennedy Cox. Can you mic her, Kennedy? Sorry, technical difficulties.
Hello.
Anyway, Kennedy Cox. and Casey Davis.
Hello.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name's Landon Queen. I am a host of the radio show Revolutions and Revelations here at Hendricks College. And I will be joining y'all today.
Wow.
We are very excited. He is our first guest on the show. I'm the only one that knows his character at the moment, and I don't even know all of it, so I am very excited to get into today's session. Kennedy, would you like to do the honors in recapping us?
I sure can, but as we know, I spell things weird and pronounce things wrong. Here we go, folks! So, last session, we arrived at Haldere after... Mm-hmm. Surviving our run-in with some bird-masked bandits. And so we made it to this small town, and it was decorated for the festivities. It had lots of pumpkins around, lots of fake spider webs, candles and whatnot, because this village was celebrating Harvest Fest. And so... we learned a little bit about that from the halflings and Martin, who gives hay rides. And then... Carnelian.
Correct.
Okay. She asked Martin about a haunted manor at the back of the town.
What was the name of this manor?
The Udell Manor.
Also correct. You're doing great.
I spelled it phonetically.
I don't even want to know how you spelled it.
Not right. Anyways, so Martin told us about this haunted house, and Casper was not down. He is not a ghost, I swear. So anyways, he and Presde separated a bit from Carnelian and went to look at the festivities. Presde got a bread bowl. Because she's cozy and stuff. Casper, yes. Casper got deep fried pumpkin pie, man, because he was all here for the sugar. Okay, they both absolutely rocked some carnival games. The only natural 20s we have rolled this entire since we've started was for these carnival games. We absolutely rocked these carnival scammers world. And then we went to bed, and the next morning we went with Carnelian, and we went to the Udell Manor. And so we went during the day because Carnelian was like, hey, if it's haunted, it's haunted always. And I was like, hard to argue with that logic. So we went to the manor, and it was decrepit. It was half holding up. There was broken windows, half a building. You could see the second floor pretty much. Real spider webs this time. Not a fan. So we went into this manor, and Presde went around knocking doors down. And inside one of the rooms, a drawing room, we found a woman wailing. And Presde went to comfort her until her hand went right through her shoulder. It was an apparition. And then later we found a portrait with this woman, a man, and three children. And this portrait, it was not broken or scratched or nothing. Just had dust on it, and that's a bad sign.
I feel like damaged portraits are more of a bad sign.
Yeah, but that was holding them there. They're stuck in that house. Guys, I've watched a little bit of Supernatural.
Oh, boy.
And from there, we decided to go to the basement because Carnelian has a death wish.
No, Carnelian is a professional, guys. She knows
what she's
doing.
She has a death wish. And so we went to the basement, and in the basement we found shelves, candles, other broken things. Oh yeah, and a giant rune on the ground. And then a ghost came out of the wall, and three zombie teenagers, adult teenagers, crawled out of the ground, and they proceeded to attack us, and Casper obliterated them.
Yeah, Casper's the only one that did anything during that fight.
Tried.
Casper obliterated them.
But Casper did great.
And as soon as they were done, Casper was like, "We're done now, right?" And they left.
Yeah, so that's it. Preza, do you have anything to add? I feel like that was pretty...
I would like to add the fact that Preza did also win a pumpkin carving competition.
Oh, that did happen after, you're right.
Yes, that did also happen.
Yes. You're right.
She beat all of the locals.
Yes. Well,
I don't remember what Casper was doing.
I can't remember what Casper was doing either. He was probably just cheering Prez Day on.
He was, but he was doing something else, and I don't remember what.
All right. So after you probably spend about a week in Heldere enjoying the festivities, but you still have a mission that you have to uphold. So you do eventually move on. Carnelian is nowhere to be found when you guys are leaving. You haven't seen her since you've gotten back from the haunted house. But you know, she was a little weird anyway. We're just gonna move past that. So you guys are leaving Heldere. There isn't a nice wagon to take you the rest of the way, unfortunately. You are going to have to walk on your own two feet.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. Why are you laughing? Anyway, so as you guys are leaving Heldere, you are just moving towards Alderez. You probably would know that there's a couple more villages, but for right now, you're just kind of walking. What are you guys talking about? You've probably been traveling a couple days at this point.
Wait, so that's an oak tree. And that's not...
Did Casper get it right?
Casper, can you roll a nature check?
Yeah!
Casper and his trees, man.
Seven.
No, you didn't. You're still wrong.
He's trying so hard.
You actually flipped them. The one you said was not is an oak tree, and the one you said was an oak tree was not an oak tree.
Okay. So.
Right.
Do the one with the acorns on it.
Uh-huh.
Is the oak.
Okay.
The one that doesn't is not.
So, any tree without acorns is not an oak tree.
In this specific instance, right now, where we are right now, they're gonna have acorns. But, so, do you see how that tree is, like, white-ish? And then the oak tree is more of a dark gray-brown? The other tree is a birch. Now, we don't need to get into what a birch is just yet. I think we should start with the oak. And that's just going to probably all keep right. going on.
You guys probably... Preste probably goes on about that for, like, a solid couple hours.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just keeps rattling on about trees and their different types.
Okay, how much can I roll an intelligence check to see how much Casper retained?
Yes, if you get really high, I might let you do. What did you get?
Another nat 20 on your hand doesn't matter.
Why are you guys wasting natural 20s like this?
Our dice like the irony.
So, Casper, Casper, you're learning so much. You feel your brain expanding. You feel the neurons firing.
Like the little yellow puff from what's it called?
Horton Hears a Who.
The next time you roll about trees, I'll give you advantage,
yes!
Okay?
I'm writing that down.
I will not remember. You have to remind me. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So, as you guys are moving along this path, talking loudly about trees, you see a person walking towards you from the opposite direction. Hey, Landon. Can you describe your character for us?
All right, so... As my character walks towards you, you'd see he has a hood up, but he has these bandaged feet and tattered pants and this cloak that's kind of burnt at the ends and also tattered. And as he's moving, you can see his long and graceful beard flowing through the wind.
Oh, no. Just so you know, I am literally riding Gandalf beard.
Oh, it's about a Gandalf beard, yes. All right.
No, keep going.
I
live for the role play. Keep going.
Okay, so he's just kind of muttering to himself. Just as he gets closer, and there's this weird sense that he should not be around these trees right now.
No! No! No, 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 no!
Okay, so, Preston, Casper,
no.
You see
the only thing I know about this character is his name on D&D Beyond, and it does not bode well for what he just said.
Preston's a wood elf, just so you know.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so, you guys see this figure.
Casper's gonna wave and smile. Smile and wave. not the grabby hand.
The grabby hand wave.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, brother.
You get the feeling.
So do we get the feeling that he shouldn't
You get the feeling that he shouldn't be around these trees.
So can I roll like persuasion or not persuasion, goodness gracious, perception
insight.
Or insight or just something to
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what should I I'm trying to like get a vibe on this guy more than he shouldn't be around trees.
Insight.
That is a natural one.
That's great. That is a natural one.
Dice jail's coming out early tonight.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Hey, Landon, what do you think Presday would get from a natural one?
This guy should be around the trees.
Your initial vibe is completely wrong. You think this man might be the incarnation of the Lorax himself. He actually planted the trees, and he's just checking on them right now.
Yeah, this is a guardian Gandalf of the trees, definitely guardian.
Is the Lorax.
No suspicious behavior happening at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Are you guys gonna talk to each other?
Hello, my name is Casper. What's your name?
Okay.
I want to make it clear, Casper has done this to every single person he has met.
This is just Casper.
he's just going to kind of look at you like up and down. Nod his head. He can't speak.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Speak of that, he was muttering.
He was muttering.
He only says the word.
He only says that one word, yes.
This is just a crazy question. Is there such thing as like a fire genasi?
Yeah. What do you mean? He's not a fire genasi.
Okay.
I don't think. Are you a fire genasi?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, cool. He's definitely not.
Can I roll medicine to look at this guy's bandages and such? I just want to see.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not? Don't waste another natural 20.
What does it look like and such?
Are these bandages like? I don't actually know what they were caused from.
The bandages, when you look at it, they're worn because he's been one walking on them. But when you look closer, it looks like he's been burned. He's kind of trying to patch it up the best he knows how.
That's kind of what I figured it was, yeah.
Are you Dobby?
Do you know where you're going?
Fireball.
What?
Fireball.
Sorry. The absolute taken aback and shocked look on Casey's face.
He's a Pokemon.
He's a Pokemon. Oh my god. We found Gandalf the Pokemon. Fireball.
Fireball.
Maybe not. There's a lot of trees around here.
Fireball.
All right. Well, please don't. Maybe he's gonna keep walking.
You're gonna keep walking?
Yes.
How rude.
Casper's kind of stupid.
Okay, Presday on that nat one, thinking this man is the protector of trees, man, whatever they are.
The Lorax.
Thinking this Lorax is now just saying fireball.
What? Why? Fireball? I felt that you liked these trees.
He's just gonna kind of nod his head. Yeah, I like them. Fireball.
Do you need help?
He shakes his head. No.
Okay. Do you need rations? You seem to. Is he carrying a pack or anything?
He's definitely not. Bad off. Like he.
Okay.
He's,
then yeah. Then never mind.
Yeah, he's got some means.
Well, I didn't know if...
He's just walking around.
Yeah.
He's just going.
He has clothes on, but that's it.
He's living.
Then Presday will continue on with...
Okay.
I would love to see how Casper. You railroad this.
Okay, yeah. I would love to railroad this right now. From the trees, it's about midday, but the trees loom high enough that they give quite a bit of shadow. You hear growling. Just a little bit.
Hey, oak trees can exceed 100 feet in height. I did look up oak tree facts, by the way.
Of course you did.
That's a lot of ash.
That's a crazy thing to say. Anyway.
So.
Smite you right in the fireball.
We notice of. A, like, shadow?
You notice a shadow, yeah. That's a good way to describe it. You don't see anything, but you see movement in the tree lines, and you hear, like, paws on the wet grass.
You see that?
I think I see something.
What? I mean, it sounds like a puppy.
Oh no.
That Presday says that.
Oh no.
If friend not... shaped, why not friend?
Presday just goes, not all puppies are friendly.
Well, why not though? You should give them a snack and some belly rubs, and they're quite nice.
Well, sometimes they want you to be the snack.
Well, huh. I guess I never really thought about it like that.
Sheridan was rolling dice during this, and she just rolled a natural 20.
Nope. Bye. Bye.
Sit back down. Oh, she left, guys.
No one closes the door.
Hey, Landon.
Yeah.
What's your AC?
Oh, no.
Don't think it
16.
Matters.
It doesn't matter, but I just wanted to ask. So as you guys are talking, Presday and Casper, you see a quite large, like, animalistic shape pounce and tackle.
Is it friend-shaped?
I don't want to describe what it looks like.
Is it friend-shaped?
It's shaped.
Is it friend-shaped?
So,
is it puppy? Is it
this,
puppy?
It's not puppy.
Dang it!
This shape, it's quite large. It looks like a leopard, almost. Pure black fur. Very, like, skinny and lanky, and you can see muscle definition.
Is it a circle?
It has 6 legs.
Oh, never mind.
And speaking of numbers, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas, and we are KHD20. You're coming in right as something has pounced on our fireball Pokemon friend who we believe is the Lorax.
No, who you believe is
That's
the Lorax.
That's a crazy thing to say. Okay, I didn't roll damage because I feel bad, but anyway.
Roll damage!
Have mercy.
Just don't kill him.
Have mercy.
You do max damage, roll, and then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 12 damage. Sorry.
Question.
Answer. Wait, I'm not done describing this thing, by the way.
Can I have a reaction?
Sure, give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
this animal that you see before you, 6 legs, and 2 tentacles coming off of its back.
What?
This is a real D&D creature.
Fireball.
Stop.
Okay.
I've seen it before.
It's very popular.
I don't remember what it's called.
However, yes, so after it pounces, it runs back into the trees and seemingly disappears. Everyone, roll initiative.
Wait, can I use my reaction before he disappears?
What is your reaction?
It's not Divine Smite. Hold on, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Rebuke the Violent.
What does that do?
I can't make it do a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Wisdom saving throw.
Do I use the one?
I swear if you just rolled a natural 20.
Does this do damage?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so I got a 21.
I got a 4.
Okay, he takes 12 damage.
Okay.
Just like me.
Yes, that's what it does.
Oh.
On a failure, the attacker takes radiant damage equal to the damage it just dealt. You're welcome. Yes. Casper goes,
Cool. I did not roll initiative.
Oh, I didn't either.
I don't like Sinecure. You can see my rolls.
I can see your rolls.
Do you want the DM screen?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's funnier.
Okay.
Okay, what did you guys get?
21.
Do I use the one I rolled on here? Or
either way.
Okay, I'm going to do the higher one, 21.
Can you two reroll, please?
20.
20? Okay.
Oh.
Dang. Seven. I know, we're all very good.
I got a 14 on the second one. So
I got a 9 on the second one.
So me, okay, so Fireball, Presde. Me, Gandalf, Presde.
You, Lorax, me.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, Gandalf, Casper, you can go Lorax, ahead and go. Spider, this thing has disappeared into the
It's trees. Gone?
It's in the trees. You could probably find it pretty easily.
I can find it. Like, if I walk into the trees, I can find it?
Like, you can see movement. It is in the trees, and you can see movement.
Okay, but in the trees, how far away from me is it?
You can get to it. It's probably less than 20 feet.
Okay, then I'm going to go to the thing. I'm going to walk up to, mm-hmm. to the movement and stuff, and I'm going to swing.
Okay. Can you roll that attack at disadvantage for me, please?
Oh, you're so rude.
Sorry.
Swing better than a swing.
What did you get?
9.
That does not hit.
I got a 19 the first time.
Sorry. Do you have any other things that you would like to do?
I'm going to go invisible.
Okay. That's funny.
I'm invisible and I'm going to walk a couple feet away from where I was. Probably back out into the clearing where they were. Nobody sees me. Okay.
Fireball, it's your turn.
All right.
You can kind of see where Casper was swinging and assume that it's over there.
All right. If I wanted to hit with that, would I be at disadvantage?
Any attack rolls are going to be at disadvantage at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not doing this just to mess with you guys. This is an actual trait of this creature.
No, we'll believe you.
Okay. So I'm going to... I can attack with a chromatic orb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I get a +6 when I roll. I got 17 to hit.
You disadvantage.
And then disadvantage, so I re-roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... also 17.
Okay, yes, that hits.
You hit.
Yay!
Yay!
Your damage.
Then 3...
Just click on that thing.
Yeah, just click on it.
So 3d8, which is 12.
Awesome.
Nice. 12 what? Is this chromatic orb?
It is chromatic orb, yes.
Doesn't it do a shed light also? Doesn't it light up the area? Doesn't chromatic orb do that?
I'm going to do the fi.
Okay. So as you use this chromatic orb, you see that it kind of breaks a magical illusion that was just to the side of where this creature is. And you can see it fully now.
Mm-hmm.
Preste, it's your turn. You can see it. You will roll this attack normally.
Okay, cool.
Interesting.
So how much distance would I have to go to get past it to, corner it between us?
I would say at least 25 feet.
Okay. I have 45 feet.
Okay, so yeah, you're so good.
Get around it, yeah.
Try to arc a little.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Just trying to get it to where it's, not gonna
mm-hmm.
disappear
mm-hmm.
and keep pouncing on us. So, yeah.
Yes.
And I will... go ahead and... Oh, I forgot to long rest. I have to do that.
Yes, please make sure you long rested.
Take a nap, please.
Yes, because I noticed that my key points weren't back.
Bro's like, why do I have no key points?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Less key points than usual on top of my 3. I will go ahead and unarm strike it.
Roll.
11.
That does not hit. Do you have anything else you'd like to do?
Flurry blows.
Okay.
Flurry of blows.
Go for it. That does hit.
Okay. Oh, that's not the right dice. Five.
There's a lot of sides on the math rocks.
That's five, and then one more unarmed strike attack. That's not gonna hit. That's a nine.
That does not hit.
But actually, with the flurry blows, open hand technique. I would like to try to get it to fall prone.
Okay. Is that a strength saving throw?
Dex.
Or dex? Okay.
Dex DC 11.
Okay. He fails.
Yay! He's
so
prone.
He is prone. Can someone remind me how prone works?
It has to take, what is it? Is it half your movement or full movement to stand back up?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Conditions. Your only movement options are to crawl, or spin an amount of movement equal to half to right yourself.
Okay.
You have disadvantage on attack rolls. An attack roll against you has advantage, if the attacker is within 5 feet. Otherwise, it has disadvantage. So ranged attacks have disadvantage. Melee don't, pretty much.
Okay, cool. So does that mean using half the movement gets you out of prone?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's what it is.
Okay, so this massive beast before you is going to get back up out of prone. It is its turn. How close is everyone to it?
Casper's back out in the clearing, but he's invisible.
Yes, I know. Preza, you're probably pretty close since you're hands-on.
Probably. I probably should have backed up, but I didn't.
It hit me and ran away. So.
It did. Okay, so these are probably both going to be to Preza. Sorry.
Okay. You'll be fine.
I rolled really bad on one of them and really good on the other. So does a 18 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, you take 10 damage. One of its tentacle-like appendages whacks you, and the other one misses.
Okay.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Yeah. One of them swings and you dodge, and then you dodge right into the other one as it hits you. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is back up to Casper, who is invisible.
Hi. So Casper is going to walk up to it invisible.
Sorry. One last thing. This creature kind of.
Again?
Yes, kind of.
Again?
Kind of disappears a bit again.
Again?
It's kind of hard to tell where it is.
Bruh.
I'm sorry. Anyway, Casper, continue. Didn't mean to cut you off. I think that probably changes what you were going to do, though.
Fine, yeah, I'll do something else. I'm going to cast Divine Sense.
Okay, what does that check for?
You detect good and evil until the end of your next turn. You sense anything affected by the house bell or know the location of any celestial feed undead. It is not behind total cover.
Okay, you don't get anything.
I don't get anything from that? Oh, I'm going to get you.
It's not a fiend, celestial, or undead.
Got. You're going to get so got.
It is not a fiend, celestial, or undead.
You are going to get so got.
It's not my fault.
You are so done for.
You're done.
You're so done.
Is there anything else you want to do?
Yeah, there is, actually. If I look at Presde and Fireball, who looks worse?
I don't know. I think I'm trying to do the math of how much I've hit people.
Who looks worse? Neither of them look good to me.
Preste probably looks a little worse. They honestly...
Neither of them look good.
They're
good.
Both pretty awesome. Much the same.
Great.
Amount of hurt.
Awesome. Sick.
Just think Fireball naturally does not look good.
Yeah. That's true. No, they both look pretty hurt, though.
Things are being figured currently.
I don't think there's anything. I can't do anything.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I can't
no.
do anything. His stupid double step stuff.
Hey, man. You can just try and hit.
Well, I can't anymore.
Yeah, you can't, but...
I did a thing.
Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay, Fireball.
All right, so, I want to use this goofy-looking spear, so...
Okay.
Okay. I thought it was a goofy-looking spear, not a normal spear.
12.
12 does not hit.
Okay, so it's above 12.
It's above 12.
And below 17 or 17. Good to know. We're figuring the numbers out.
People. Right. We're figuring it out. Do you have any bonus actions?
Let me look. I do. Flame Blade. Okay. We're going to
do it.
It ran. 20.
Was that a natural 20?
No, it's 14 plus okay. 6.
Hey, that's so good. 20. That hits.
It's pretty cash money.
Pretty cash money.
9 damage.
Nice. Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
It is.
Awesome.
Tis.
This big little guy is a little burnt. He's a little on fire. Guy. This big little guy. Preste, it's your turn.
So is it still disadvantage? Is he still...
No. As the fire hits him, you see where he is. It dispels.
Okay.
Do you know how it works now, Kennedy?
No, I know how it works. I just can't hit him. I knew how it works the first time. I just can't hit him.
Okay, so am I still, like, right by him?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
I'm going to punch him, then.
Get him.
Here. Does that count?
Can you please reroll that? I don't like that it went on your book.
I don't like it either.
Was it a cocked roll?
It was terrible. I'm kidding. It wasn't that bad, but that's much better.
22.
Oh. That hits.
Wonderful.
Surprisingly. I'm kidding.
Excuse you?
7 damage.
Nice.
And I'm just gonna go wild with these key points and
yes.
Spend another one for another flurry of blows.
Do it. While she's doing that, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We're mid-combat. What did you roll?
The first one was an 11, so not going to hit.
Nope.
The second attack is a 21.
And that definitely hits.
Wonderful. That's 4 damage, but I am going to go for... the prone again.
Okay. So that is a dex save?
Yes. DC 11.
He saves.
Yep. That's okay. And then I am going to use my movement. Yeah, I'm going to use my movement to go ahead and get back close to the party.
Okay.
Because she's hurting a bit.
She hurts.
And doesn't really want to be by herself with that doggy.
It's not a dog. If anything, it's a cat.
It's a kibby.
Oh, okay. With the cat octopus thing.
With the friend-shaped not friend.
Oh, I think I know what it is now.
What do you think it
cat.
Is?
Well, I don't know the name of it, but I have the image in my head.
I know what it looks like.
I know what it looks like.
It's not a Demogorgon.
Okay. It is not. I can promise you that. Okay.
And that is my turn.
So after the flurry of blows, this beast is looking pretty hurt.
I'm gonna get him.
It's kind of limping. I feel really bad that
I'm
you said that. Because it turns and it dashes and it disengages. Do you want to give chase?
Casper wouldn't. Kennedy wants to, but Casper wouldn't.
Okay. So it does disengage. You see the general direction it's going. But that's it. You are out of combat, unless you guys want to chase it.
Presday is like bent over, hands on knees, just like huffing.
Yeah, so how they looking?
Just generally, everyone?
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
Pretty rough, yeah.
Casper's gonna walk over to Fireball, and he's gonna be like, alright, Preze, come here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Preze goes over.
He gonna do fancy hand magic, and he gonna...
Fireball!
He's gonna do... grab both of them by the shoulder and heal both of them 7 points.
Nice.
I really appreciate that, Casper. You maybe should warn people that don't know about that before you do it.
Well, he knows magic. I mean, you saw him fight. He's fine.
That doesn't mean he knows your magic.
Well, he knows more than you did.
He doesn't know why. Okay. You can keep randomly grabbing this person after they were just attacked when the word they can say is fireball.
Oh, he seems to understand me.
Okay. Presday is still too tired for this.
Presday did not get her coffee.
So it isn't like... You guys are still, you're kind of tired after that. It's not incredibly late in the day yet. It is like mid-afternoon, probably. If you would want to short rest or long rest, there would be a couple spots close by where you could camp. It's up to you guys. Whether you guys want to keep moving and try and get away from the creature that just attacked you. Or if you're like, we're too tired, we want to nap.
I use quite a few spell slots, so if I can...
Presday feels pretty weak and out of balance and not in touch with her ki, if you would like to
Casper needs
say.
To go talk to more trees to figure out if he can figure out what type of tree they are.
So this is you guys saying that you would are going to...
We're going to take a short rest.
We're going to
short rest. Okay, cool.
So may we hit short rest or no?
Yeah, okay. Short rest. How long do you have to short rest for?
Like 20 minutes. It is
1 hour.
At least an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so you probably have, like, probably don't set, like, a full campsite up. You probably just go off the side of the road and kind of throw your stuff down and kind of take a little nap. Is anyone staying awake or are you guys all out?
Presley's gotta go out.
Okay.
Did I cast any spells?
Oh, wait. So
I'll stay awake.
By short rest, do I reset my spells and all that? Or?
No, click short rest.
Click short rest and it'll tell you what you get back.
It'll do it for you.
It does?
Yeah. Okay. Casper is not tired. Casper is going to talk to trees.
Okay. Casper, go talk to trees.
Casper's talking to trees.
So while everyone else is taking a little nap, Casper, Technical issues. One second.
Very new to this.
It doesn't do the hit point automatically.
Yeah, I know.
How much do you? Oh, for me it says hit dice.
I think this is if you short rest multiple times in a day. So you can pick as many hit dice as
you would like to.
I think so.
I think that is how it works.
So it has, like, your class. So mine's, like, monk at the bottom.
Click all three, dude. We're going to short rest once.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. There's.
And then click take short rest.
Mama,
it should, yeah.
There we go.
I'm only going to use one because I only need, like, one to get back.
Thank you, twin.
Go, Banes. Okay, yeah, okay. I'm talking to Tris.
Yes, Casper.
What? It didn't do my healing still.
You're talking to trees.
Yep.
As you're talking to trees, you know, that sky looks a little angry.
The sky?
Yeah, it's getting a little cloudy out. Looks like it might rain. It's getting awfully dark for the time of day that it is.
Cast light. No, I don't have a spell.
I have a bonfire spell.
How long has it been?
You're asleep. Oh,
it's probably been like almost an hour.
Almost an hour?
Yeah. But you know it's about midday, and it looks like it's about to storm very shortly.
Interesting. I don't know if I can do anything.
You can't do anything about the weather.
Well, yes, I'm aware.
You could, I don't know.
Wake them up.
You could be like, hey, it's about to rain. Should we find somewhere better than the side of the road?
I'm gonna wake
with a little coverage. Okay, cool. You guys both short rested. You're fine.
Okay, so they did short rest.
They got their stuff.
Okay.
How do you wake them up? Oh, God.
Hold, please.
That was for flair, and now you're looking at stuff. And it's a little scary.
Oh, there's so many bad things I could do.
That's really scary.
I'm gonna use thaumaturgy. And I'm gonna use phantom sound. And I am gonna put it right in between where Fireball and Presday are resting. And I'm gonna go, hey, so like, oh, this is not the Casper's accent. Hold on. Whoa. That's Kermit. Guys, I don't remember what Casper sounds like. Hold on. Well, it looks like it's going to storm. We should probably wake up now. And it's just an instantaneous sound that originates from a point. So, it's like the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just over there with y'all. Because Casper's probably a little aways with the trees.
Presley just, like, slightly, like, starts waking up, and she just, like, looks over and he goes, Casper, are you invisible again?
Casper hears this. He goes, no, I'm over here.
Okay.
All right, Fireball's just going to wake up scared because he's not used to the sound of your voice.
That's kind of sad, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are awake. Casper, do you want to tell them why you woke them up?
Y'all only slept for like an hour. It's a little too dark for that right now. And this guy is mighty angry and looks like there might be a downpour right soon.
Oh.
You feel a couple of raindrops.
Yeah.
Prez Day's gonna go ahead and pack up and start heading to try to find some shelter or a better place to set up camp.
Okay. Can you guys roll me survival checks for if you can find, or nature, survival or nature, to see if you can find a good shelter?
Eight.
What'd you get?
17.
Plus. So fireball, no spoilers.
Yes, plus. 14 plus 3, 17.
Wow.
Okay. Fireball, no spoilers. Fireball, you got, like, on the, kind of, on the other side of where you were sleeping, back towards where you had the encounter. Not, like, incredibly close to where it's worrying, but you see a little cave opening. It's a little covered by vines and plant growth, and it doesn't look incredibly large from the outside, but you think it will be a good enough shelter for the rain, which is getting harder.
Okay, now tell us.
All right, so Fireball is just going to, like, look at y'all and just shout, Fireball! You know, like that Courage the Cowardly Dog kind of scream, and try to usher you guys over and point at the cave.
Good. This guy thinks we have time for games.
I think.
Does anyone here understand?
It's.
Do you have ASL?
Oh, I. Do I? I better.
You
I usually
you
have
normally
ASL.
Do.
I don't.
No.
It's always only whenever I don't have ASL. That.
Like mermaids.
Listen, in this one, I only have two languages, okay?
I have four. Moving on.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have to charades a bit.
Shoku, demon.
Are we just guessing? Or
can you guys can you guys roll intelligence checks?
Intelligence?
Yeah.
Just straight intelligence?
10.
Yep. Oh, boy.
13.
Preston gets it a little bit more than Gasper does.
We don't keep doing it in real life.
Okay.
You get the vague notion of what's happening.
Shelter.
Fireball.
You're showing us to shelter?
Fireball. And he's just nodding his head and just keeps pointing that way.
I think
way.
He's trying to make a new song.
Feel the rain on your skin.
Oh boy. Okay, I will say, President, kind of you see the cave.
Oh, a cave.
Sorry, the only thing that went through my mind when you said that was Epic the Musical.
What? I haven't seen that.
There's a cave where we can feast.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, there's not going to be any sheep in this cave. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's just a tall giant.
Exactly.
Preston, we begin heading into the cave.
Okay, so.
Casper follows.
Yes, so you guys are going to go to this cave. And this is a wonderful place for us to take our little intermission.
Wait.
What do you want, Casper?
This is so bad. Can I ask the vines that are above the cave? You said there's vines.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like Rapunzel style, like covering the entire cave door, or are they just like around?
They're just like partially covering. Like you can still get in without moving them.
Okay, Casper gonna go up to them and go, could you close off this side of the cave just for the storm, just for safety reasons. And he's gonna ask the vines.
Okay, can you roll a persuasion check?
Yeah. 18.
As you go in, they kind of do start closing behind you.
Sick.
Yes.
Nice.
this is not going to hurt us in the future.
No. It would never.
It's okay. We have a guy who can cast Fireball.
So
you're listening to KHGX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHG20, and we are currently in our little intermission and are about to play some music from Colm R. McGinnis. He does a lot of different D&D songs, a lot of kind of folktale-y bardic songs, if you will. And so we're going to play a couple of his songs today that are very professional sounding, but very funny lyrically, especially with their titles. They have some very funny titles.
Yes. So the first one we will be listening to today is called NPC Song.
Across the city lines, never in the main storyline. Never wanna go out there and change and fade. I don't have to be brought along. This town is where I belong. I'm not one for being played with anyway. But you roll your dice and walk right past to I have been your chosen class. Will you remember who I was? Gotta been your noble curse. So call me an NPC. Just a name that you'll forget. Someday you'll don't have to stay in mind, so call me an NPC. But without you around, I'll be just fine. Oh, I'll be just fine. Senior type can passing through like it's all some kind of game to you. Well, I'm not some extra in your destiny. Won't let you pull my strings to dance for you. Or like some enchanting bow to draw. Well, how about you arm yourself with some courtesy? We only talk when there's something that you won't need. Yeah. Have you ride upon your steed just to go and bend the law to thunder as a voice? Call me an NPC. Just a name that you'll forget. Someday you'll call me an NPC. Cause
All right, everyone. That was NPC by Colm McGinnis.